Good morning. We're learning Hilchos Pesach, Siman Tov Nun Beis. Today is March 11th, 29th of Adar, Erev Rosh Chodesh, Nisan. We're holding here in Siman Tov Nun Beis in the Ramah, on page 90 in the Dirshu edition, and the words that begin with V'im lo higil koidim zman isurai. So it's three lines down in the Mechaber. It's where it says, "V'im lo higil koidim zman isurai yochel hagil ad Pesach." If you did not do Hagola koidim zman isurai, which we discussed, the koidim zman isurai is before the fifth hour of the day. The Mechaber told us, we learned last week, that that's the best time to make sure we do Hagolas Kelim, before the fifth hour of the day on Erev Pesach. So now the Ramah says, V'im lo higil koidim zman isurai, if one did not do Hagola before the fifth hour, yochel hagil ad Pesach, you can do Hagola until Pesach. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Yud Aleph on the bottom of the page. It's around five lines up from the bottom of the page. Ad Pesach, that's number 11 in English. Mishum chol hamoid hutzruch latam zev. The Mishnah Berurah is telling us that the Ramah is reminding us we can do Hagol until Pesach itself because of Chol HaMoed. In other words, he's telling us on Yontif itself, we do not do Hagolas Kelim. Deilu b'yontif atzma, Yontif itself, afilu b'shay yomtov osel ha-hagil kid l'kamom in Siman Tov Kuf Tes. In Siman Tov Kuf Tes, they bring from the Taz that one does not do Hagolas Kelim on Yontif. What's the reason one does not do Hagolas Kelim on Yontif? So there's an interesting pshat over here. The reason is because the chimum hamayim, the heating up of the water for the hagola process, is forbidden on Yontif. One cannot heat up the water to do hagolas kelim on Yontif. Why? Since I could have done it before Yontif, I am not permitted to do it on Yontif. This is discussed more in number 8 in the Dirshu. Which we'll see further now, but this is just the main point as to why, page 90, as to why we do not do Hagolas Kelim on Yontif. Continues the Ramah, second to last line in the top. Shoz Chometz B'mashu, Veinu Moyel Hagola, Chometz is now also B'mashu after Pesach and Pesach already, and it's not enough, Shechoyzer B'leyo, it goes back and reabsorbs the Isser taste. Now, Hagola will not help on Pesach. What? On Chol HaMoed even. Why? Because any amount of Isser that's going out, Chometz is also b'mashu. There's a smallest amount, so it's going back in. It's Chayzer Baleya, as opposed to before the fifth hour on Erev Pesach. We said it's Heter Bala, it's absorbing the Heter. Now, Libun, if it's you have to take it to a blowtorch, you're burning the Isser right away. There's nothing to talk about. Sif Kod Nyud Beis, Sh'oz Chometz B'mashu, Ratzol Leimar, V'einu Moyel, and it won't help. Afim Yirtzel HaHagilo, B'soich Kli Godol, She'yesh Ba'shishim B'meimeha, K'neged HaKli, Levatel HaPlita. Even if you do Hagola, you purge the smaller vessel into the large cauldron, and there's 60 times more, it still will not help. And even if the kli has not been used in the past 24 hours, from the time that you used this kli last with chametz, still not going to permit the hagola process from working. We learned earlier in Siman Tov Mem Zayin Sif Yud that Noisin Tamlif Gam, to give a taste which is to give off a ruined, a spoiled taste, on Pesach, we pass him like the Ramah, which is Aser. Therefore, even if it's 60 times more, the Iser, or if it's the Eina Ben Yoimoy, this Kli has not been used in the past 24 hours, it is still forbidden to do Hagolah.
We said Kli Toicha Pesach, Ukshemagil Koidem Pesach, Lachar Sheish.
Sarich Lizar, the Rama says, Bechol Hadvarim Niskarim Shein Tzrichin Lizar Behem Kaidim Sheish. The Rama is telling us, concluding Sif Aleph, that when the person does Hagola Kaidim Pesach, or Pesach La'achar Sheish, after the 6th hour, then Sarich Lizar has to be careful. Bechol Hadvarim Niskarim, in everything we just mentioned, this Halach and Sif Aleph, if he does not do Hagolas Kalim before the 5th hour, but rather he does it after the 6th hour, then he has to be careful of all these different Tanoim, which we just finished discussing between last week and today. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkat Yud Gimel. And if you're bothered by, are we talking the 6th hour? Are we talking the 5th hour? You know, I know if you might have heard me mention that math is not my specialty. Maybe I made a mistake with the numbers. So let's take a look at over here at Sif Katan Yud Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah. Lach HaSheish, he says, Lav Dafka, Lav Dafka. Lav Dafka means, it does not mean specifically 100% the 6th hour. Daf La'achar Arba Tzarech Lizar, Kanal V'Sif Katan Beis. Just like we said earlier in Sif Katan Beis, when we mentioned Yesh Lizar LaHagil Koidim Shoach Hamishis, the first words of the Mechaber, so the Mishnah Berurah is telling us here also, it doesn't mean specifically the 6th hour of the day. The afla acher arba tzorich lizar, after the 4th hour of the day, you have to be careful already. The canal with sifkot and beis, as we said earlier, and the berheitev in sifkot and tes, says the same point as well. Kain kosu kam achreinim, we're turning the page now in some additions. Elo shikosu, the mashikosu of harama, this is the Rama writes, la'achar sheish, after the 6th hour. One has to be careful with all of these other concerns of Hagolat Kalim. La Vidafka, he didn't mean specifically the 6th hour. The Medina Dai Mi Arbashoyis Ad Halailo Be'echad Mishnei Advarim Ukud Lakame. As the Mishnah will continue and explain that Me'ikir Adin Dai Mi Arbashoyis Ad Halailo Be'echad with one Mishnei Advarim of the two points we're about to mention. V'yesh mitartzim d'lahachi nokad l'achar sheish. Why does the Rama mention after the 6th hour of the day? If he doesn't mean the 6th hour, why does he say the 6th hour? Da'az me'anochin izor b'chol advarim niskar medibri ha'mechabri. Because from the 6th hour and on, that's when the person definitely has to be careful with all of those halachic concerns the mechaber raises in Sif Aleph. Masha'enkein imagiu l'achar arba ad sheish. However, if a person does agola's kelim, La'achar arba, after the 4th hour, up until the 6th hour, da'ishia zahir be'echad mishnei advarim. Now it's enough to be careful with one of these two points he's about to mention. Dehainu, what was the first point? Aleph. Shiyire shelo yeh hakli shemagil v'gam hayura hagdoilo shemagil b'soicho shneim lo yu b'nei yoyman. The first point is as follows. If a person is doing hagolas kelim, after the 4th hour to the 6th hour of the day, one should be careful that the pot he is kashering and the pot that is being used to kasher the kalim, once again, the pot he's kashering and the pot that the cauldron that everything's being placed into, the boil, the pot has contained the bubbling water, the rolling boil, should not be a ben yomo, should not be used in the past 24 hours. That's step one. Beis, the other concern we should be careful with, imakli shemagil hu ben yoimoy. If the kli is a ben yoimoy, it has been used in the past 24 hours. Sorich shiyeh b'mayim shishim neged kol oisei akli levatla. You have to have 60 times more water opposite the keli, the thickness of the keli that you are kashering. V'imagil harbi kelim zeh achar zeh. If you kasher a lot of kelim right after each other, tzarech shiyeh b'mayim shishim neged kulam. Then you have to have 60 times more opposite all of these kelim that you're kashering. V'he'isa shalchamitz shiyesh b'soy chaplito choyzer v'neir umitztaref yachad. Because he tells us the iser which is absorbed of the chametz inside his kelim, it goes out from the kli, into the liquid, into the water, then it's mitstaref, it combines with all the other iser, and then it goes back in. So you have to have 60 times more water to mevatel this iser. Achein, however, im hayora hagdoilu ben yoimoi, ain shum takono, lahagil ba ela imkein yachshirenu koinim kadin. If this yoira gdoilu, if this cauldron, the large pot, that you're placing all the smaller kalim, the smaller utensils, if it is a ben yoima, it's been used in the past 24 hours, ein shum takono, lahagil ba, there's no way to fix it, to do hagola with it, unless elim kein yachshiro mikoyim kadin, you kasher the pot itself. Even though the pot was a ben yoima, you kasher it, the mayim shebesoicha, ein bom shishim neged kli gufa, kemavor biyardei simin kama mikoyimus. The concept is basically that it's very difficult to find a kli that has 60 times more than the kalim that's being placed inside of it. It says number 14, Kain Kosovo Beis Yosef, just reading the top right corner of Hashach, Shastam Kli, Einoi Machzik B'Soichai Pishishi Midoifni HaKli Atzmai. The average Kli does not have 60 times, reading from the Dershu edition, that the average Kli does not have 60 times more than the water. In other words, it does not have 60 times more the volume than the thickness of the kli itself. The possibility, the scenario that's number 14, top right, Neil. The tzir that is usually brought down, that perhaps there is a case like this, is when you have a very wide, I'm thinking of a, making the type of kli up, it's, let's say, a cookie sheet type pan, but it has sides to it that is very thin and very wide. In that case, that's what the poskim say, maybe you could find the volume 60 times more than the actual thickness of this kli itself. But in general, it's very difficult to find such a case. The cholzeh continues back now in the Mishnah Brura. The cholzeh, we're like in the middle of the Mishnah Brura in the right column. V'cholze medino. Everything we just learned is from the letter of the law, Mikra Din. Ava kvar nagu lachatchilo lahachmer b'chol achumrus. The minig is to be machmer with all of the chumrus. V'afilu imagil b'shor revius oikoidim. And even if we do hagola b'shor revius in the fourth hour or before, still the minig is to be machmer with all of the chumrus which we mentioned in the Mechaber. That we've explained from many achreinim. The shnei dvar meilu, these two points. What are the two points? That you should lechatchil kasher a kli which is ein ben yoimoy, as well as the fact that you should have shishim 60 times more. These two points, shnei dvar meilu, haynu mashim etzrichin shlo yu akelim ben yoimoy, that the kelim are not ben yoimoy, oy shiyu b'mayim shishim levatlon, or you have 60 times the mevatel. Humedina, this is from the letter of the law. Afilu koinus man iser chametz. Even before this man iser of chametz, he tells us motor lahagil sakin aser bekedera kesheira. You can do hagolas kalim with a sakin which was aser in a pot which was kesheira. Im yesh shishim b'mayim negdo. If you have 60 times the amount of water. Ari, this is now we're saying opposite the knife that you're kashering. Now, there's an interesting point here. We know there's a lot of lundisha inyanim here in these halgalas kelim sugyas. We know that there's a klal, a rule, ein avatel iser lechatchila. You can take an iser, you're not allowed to take an iser and go ahead and nullify it. In other words, let's say I put some milk in my cholent. Sorry for saying that. Well, let's say I put some milk in my cholent, not soy milk, good old milk. And then what I do is I put 60 times more meat opposite the milk. So what am I doing? I'm nullifying after the fact. We're not going to get into all the halachas of Yoredei about this, but basically you cannot go ahead and nullify Isser L'chadchila. Now, aren't we doing that this whole time? For the past few weeks we've been doing that, at least in the learning aspect. We're saying, you take the Isser, and you're getting rid of it. So how can we be, any time you're kashin the keli, you're mevatel the Isser L'chadchila. You're nullifying this Isser. So, the teretz is very simple. The answer is very, very straightforward and simple. In regards to being mevatel Isser L'chadchila, it's totally on your kavana. Depends a lot on your kavana. The intention is not to mevatel the Isser, to nullify the Isser and to destroy the Isser. The intention is to kasher the Kli. By kashering the Kli, it will definitely mevatel the Isser, but that's not what I'm here to do. I want to kasher the Kli. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah tells us. So once again, the Mishnah Berurah tells us, v'loy havi ki mevatel Isser, it's not a case of mevatel Isser chadchilo. Why? Like we said, that in order to be permissible, it depends a lot on what our kavana is. My kavana is not to be mighty the issa of the bliya; it's to kash the kli. Nonetheless, do not use that water in the kedera because the water is carrying the issa. So you have to dispose of that water. Okay. We're going to give a little summary of Sif Aleph and then continue. We have some time still with Sif Beis. The basic rules of Sif Aleph is that person, when he does Hagolas Kalim, it is best to do it, we'll say, from the words of the Mishnah Berurah before, the fourth hour of the day, Erev Pesach. Okay, these are the words now of the Mishnah Berurah. And if a person would do that, of course, it's best to use Einer Ben Yoimoy, and of course, with 60 times more, the Kalim as well. The waters have to be what we call a rolling boil. All right, it has to be bubbling. And when you place the Kalim in, make sure that you don't put the Kalim in so fast, one after the other, because as soon as you put something into this pot, it immediately lowers the temperature. So you want to make sure that you put in the Kalim when it is bubbling still. Okay? These are just some points that we discussed. There are permissibilities, ways of kashering as well after the fifth hour of the day, but then we have to make sure that it's definitely any ben yoimoy, and there's definitely at least maybe the other klal of 60 times more of water in there. Okay, let's continue with the Mechaber Sif Beis. The Chabad tells us, Yesh li zar mila hagil kli habaso kli cholov biyachad. Elim kein echad mihem eine ben yoimoy, v'kosha kein kli shel iser. Al kein nagush loy la hagil shum kli ben yoimoy. The Chabad tells us we should be careful, Yesh li zar mila hagil kli habaso, to do hagola to the kli habaso kli cholov. We don't want to do hagolas kelim to a milchiks kli and a fleishiks kli, or those said all the way around, fleshes and milchiks, together at the same time. Unless Elaim Kain, Echod Mehem is Ein Ben Yoimai, unless one of these Kalim have not been used in the past 24 hours. The Kosha Kain, Kli Shel Isser, even more so, a Kli of Isser. We want to make sure that at least one of them is a Ein Ben Yoimai. Okay, Nagush Lo Lahagil, Shum Kli Ben Yoimai. That's why the minig is that we don't want to do Agolas Kalim unless the Kalim have not been used in the past 24 hours. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sikkot Yadalad, Yesh Li Zar, Uladas Ramah B'Yordeya Simon Sadi Hesef Gimel B'Hagah, according to the Ramah's opinion in the section of the Shulchan Aruch in Yordeya Simon Sadi Hesef Gimel, Afilo B'Dievet is Osir, he's Machmed to such a degree that if a person did kasher these Kalim, one flesh is one milchiks, then even b'di'evit is awesome. Sif kodin tezvav mila hagil v'afilu koid m'shoach hamishas kevin shu mitam basa v'cholov. Now, what about before the fifth hour of the day? So as Rav Joel's mentioned a few times correctly, that we're not discussing right now basa v'cholov. We're discussing basa v'cholov, not chametz. So the fifth hour of the day, Erev Pesach, has nothing to do with this. We're talking a case of basa v'cholov, yordei dikak inyonim. biyachad, one should not kasher the fleishiks and the milchiks together. What does it mean? You should not place them simultaneously in the cauldron that you are using to kasher at the same time. Va'atam, the reason is, the plitos habasa v'cholov mis'arvim biyachad, the taste of the milchiks and the fleishiks are get mixed up together. V'nevloin besoich hakelim ne'esorin, and then they absorb inside the kalim, and then they become usr.
But if you did it serially, it'd be okay?
If you did it, I'm sorry?
Serially. In or Zeh,
Zachar, Zeh. Yes. Yes. Yeah, one after another. Yes. Yes, we don't want to do it together. Now, we're going to see, Lechatchila, as we saw in the Ramah, at least one of them should be an Ene Ben Yoimai, and we'll see the reasons for that. Echad Mehem, the Ben Yoimai is Mutter. Because the Ben Yoimai is mutter shemikabel me'ena ben yoimoi rak tam pogum. Now, if we use sifkon yud zayin and simon tafnun beis, sifkon yud zayin, bottom of the page. If we use one of these kalim, is an ena ben yoimoi. So now, when you kasher the two together, so once again, picture in your mind you have a large pot, and you put in a fleishik knife that you're kashering, that got somehow trafed up, and a milchiks fork, okay, at the same time. If one of them has not been used in the past 24 hours, so he says, the ben yoimi mutter, right, why? Shemekabel me'ena ben yoimi receives from the ena ben yoimi, the knife in our case we'll use was the ena ben yoimi, rak tam pogum, it only receives a spoil, a ruined taste. The she'en ben yoimi, gamkein mutter, the ein ben yom is also mutter. Why? Shehatam shebeileya mi ben yoimoi, because the taste that the knife is absorbing from the fork, which was the ben yomo, who noisin tam bar noisin tam the hetera b'leichoshev tam. It's a not bar not the hetera. It's diluted. Basically, it's a diluted taste that's coming into the knife, and therefore b'leichoshev tam. It's not viewed as a taste. V'yochul asois. And after the hagola process, one can do whatever he likes. What does that mean, whatever he likes? He can use it either for milchiks, for fleishiks, for parif, whatever he decides. Now, I want to share with you a sharet sin here, sifkat chof. One more point, and then we'll break for the next year. The mishnah, the sharet sin says, three lines from the bottom, all the way to the bottom of the page, in sifkat chof. Very important klal, very important rule. Vav deba alma haminuk shloy l'shanis al yedei ha'agolam yibasa l'cholof. Normally speaking, if a person has a pot that he trafed up, he got trafed up. He should not use it now for something else. He should not use it for milchiks. If it was for fleishiks, keep it for fleishiks. Why? Because the concern is, you can get mixed up in the kitchen. You know, I know I'm being recorded. Booba, yeah, exactly. You know, my wife, as my wife was driving here this morning, she thanked me for helping her with the laundry, and she told me how I put all, basically, the Shabbos clothing in the dryer, and she hopes it's not ruined. So I figured, you know, I'm trying to help out. It was after 11:30. I don't know. I see there's some clothing in the washing machine. Okay, so I'll put it in the dryer. So there's a place where we belong. You know, make sure we ask the right questions first. So here the same thing as well. And we talked to not just putting the Shabbos clothing in the dryer, but cooking the fleishiks with the milchiks and milchiks with the fleishiks. We don't want to make these mistakes. Hacha says the Shaar Tzion, Kevan she'en kavanosi ela lo heitzi ablios chametz shaper dami. Here, we're not talking about fleishiks to milchiks. Here we're talking about removing the chametz. So if my intention is to remove the chametz taste, then I could also now change it. It was a fleishiks, I could change it to a milchiks, because my main reason I want to take it out is take out the chametz in it. Now, I want to conclude with number 17 in the dirshu, in the top left column, second column. Tells us very interesting, we discussed this in the past. He brings in the Prima Godim in Simon Tov Kuf Tes. He says, Another eitza, another suggestion to permit hagolas kainim from basar chalav, or vice versa. She yatrif oisoy tchila. First, make it treif. Hear this? Make it treif. V'kach yichoshiv shemagiloi miblias iser v'loi mibasar chalav. If you make it treif, then you're kashering it from the blias iser, not from basar chalav. Once you make it treif, now you can use it for whatever you want. Either milchus to fleishiks, you want this large pot for a fleishiks pot, you are permitted to do so. We will stop here. Thank you.